it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Danny from Beacon Hill is. Danny, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here with my daughter Joji too. We're ready to beat him for the third time this year.
Oh yeah!
What in the hell is happening here?
What's that?
I said, what is happening here?
Oh man, you ready to get pounded, bro?
All right, Steve, you're going down. Get out of here.
What's your kid's name?
Joji, yeah, she's right back here. Say something, Joe.
All right.
Hi, Joji.
Let's go, Joji.
If you're playing along at home, Danny and his daughter have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
More than half of annual flower sales in the U.S. happen on what holiday?
Valentine's Day.
Yes. Who played Memphis in Gone in 60 Seconds?
Pass.
Fewer than the English alphabet, how many letters are in the Greek alphabet?
26.
No.
25.
No.
24.
Yes. The driest non-polar desert in the world is located on which continent?
North America.
No.
South America.
Yes. What mixed drink was made popular by a Snoop Dogg song in the 90s?
Gin and juice.
You know it. What century did Rembrandt live in?
Century?
What century did Rembrandt live in?
17th, 18th,
yes.
19th.
Which river in the U.S. passes through the most states?
The Columbia?
No.
The Mississippi.
That's the one. How many sides does a trapezoid have?
5?
No.
Joji, help me out. How many trapezoids? 6?
No.
7?
No. What color tongue does a chow chow have?
Blue.
Yes.
Green. Oh, nice.
I would have accepted blue or black, just so everyone knows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct that you got. Well done,
snap.
Danny and Joji.
Woohoo!
Steve, his daughter's pretty smart.
Yeah. Joji?
Yeah. For you, though, I don't know. Are you ready?
Showtime.
Well, I've got Barrett on my side.
More than half of annual flower sales in the U.S. happen on what holiday?
Mother's Day.
No.
Valentine's Day.
Yes. Who played Memphis in Gone in 60 Seconds?
Nicolas Cage.
That's the one. Fewer than the English alphabet, how many letters are in the Greek alphabet?
16 letters.
No.
Oh, crap. 18?
No.
22?
No. The driest non-polar desert is located on which continent?
Let's go with North America.
No.
Non-polar. Africa?
No.
Asia?
No. What mixed drink was made popular by a Snoop Dogg song in the 90s?
Gin and juice.
That's it. What century did Rembrandt live in?
What century? 18th?
No.
17th?
Yes. What river in the U.S. passes through the most states?
Mississippi.
That's it. How many sides does a trapezoid have?
8.
No.
9.
No.
10.
No. What color tongue does a chow chow have?
A blue tongue.
Yes. In what decade was Fahrenheit 451 published?
60s.
No.
50s.
Yes. Steve, with time on the clock. Why just my voice? I'm going through puberty. You scored 7, and that is a tie.
Oh.
7-7. Nice work, Danny and daughter.
Good game to you, too. Thank you, Mariners.
Wow. The English alphabet has 26 letters and the Greek alphabet has 24.
24.
Our friends did know that the driest non-polar desert is located on the continent of South America. And a trapezoid has 4 sides.
Oh, boy. I was way off.
But you know what? A tie, that feels kind of good, doesn't it, sometimes?
Not today.
The Daily Migs Show.
Our fantasy football battle is underway. It is us, it is the men's room, and some other folks in the building. And so far, it's really not going very well for either of our shows. Our league commissioner is none other than Mike Hawk of the men's room. And he's going to give us an update on all things fantasy football after Nine Inch Nails. The NFL season is underway, and the second year in a row, we decided to torture ourselves by signing up for a fantasy football league with our colleagues. And right. Mike Hawk is the commissioner of our league. He joins us in studio right now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. A new season begins.
We are so back.
Yeah.
And we are so bad.
That's the word.
So we're doing it differently than we did last year. Last year, it was just us versus you guys.
Correct.
You paired off to a couple of teams. We paired off on a couple of teams as well. And you ended up winning it all.
Yes. And after it shook up, I remember there was a little bit of a technical difficulty there as we got towards the playoffs, which honestly completely nuked the entire thing. However, yeah,
shocking. We came away with it. The commissioner changed the rules, and the commissioner's team ended up winning fantasy football. So I'm sure that's exactly what's going to happen this year.
Certain liberties can be taken here. So, no, like I said, we switched things up just a little bit. We went one team for you guys on Daily Migs. We went with one team over there on the men's room. We thought that would cover it. However, that's not quite how it worked out. You need to have four teams. So we recruited the help of Eric Powers from Hot 103.7 and the Morning Wolf Pack on 100.7 The Wolf. I believe you guys took on Eric Powers this last week. We took on the Morning Wolf Pack. And here's a little recap of how things shook out.
Okay.
Most efficient manager for last week. The men's room takes that one. So the way that the efficiency works is the team that starts closest to the most perfect starting lineup that you could make.
Well, I noticed that after 20 years, a lot of listeners, what they kept bringing up about the mention wasn't how hilarious you guys are, the fun stories, or the ridiculous things that you've done. Everyone always would want to talk about just how efficient the
That's right.
are.
So efficient. Yes.
So efficient. I'm sorry to say that least efficient manager was the Daily Mix team.
Ooh, Danny!
Danny
forgot that we were even playing last Thursday. He's like, oh, crap, I can't fix things because the season started.
No, I did not forget. I knew it was happening. I just didn't realize that I didn't switch out the quarterback I wanted on the team because I didn't realize that there was a game on a Thursday.
Yeah. What people say about Friday. Danny? Inefficient.
Yes.
Inefficient.
Highest, but lovable. So we were willing to let him still be our general manager.
Highest points and loss that goes to the men's room team as well. We lost to the Morning Wolf Pack 132 to 149, but you know what? We put up a good fight.
That's not so efficient, though.
Mm. That's not. Yeah. Lowest points in a win, however.
Star player? Who would you say is the star guy, like the big pickup for the men's room team?
Our number one overall pick was Ja'Marr Chase. I loved grabbing him. We've got Ja'Marr Chase and Lamar Jackson as a 1-2 punch there for our team.
So Danny, who's our top guy?
I mean, I would like to say Sam Darnold, but I actually think it's Patrick Mahomes.
We got Patrick Mahomes and Sam Darnold. We have the Seahawks defense.
We do have the Seahawks defense.
You do? You got JSN out there. You got Travis Kelce, who's still good out there.
Well,
you know.
Well, for the Swifties.
Do what he can.
So basically, we just picked up a bunch of Seahawks and Chiefs.
I tried to go with as many Seahawks as possible.
Yes,
but
you
then
did.
The some people, I'm not going to name names. Wolfpack, auto-drafted, and they got teams, the people that I wanted, and I was like, what are we doing?
Well, they let the robots make the picks, which is probably the smartest thing to do.
Probably. And they let us know about it, too. We had Gabe over there that was giving Thrill the business, and I heard them on their show yesterday morning, just absolutely crushing us, you know, roasting us there on the air and encouraging their listeners to give us some, you know, fun messages on our program.
We need to turn this season around, guys.
We do.
Yeah, what are we going to do about this?
I don't know. Ask Danny.
So who are we playing this week?
Well, here's the thing, is that this week, I know that both of our teams here are 0-1, and one of those teams is going to go 1-1 because we face each other this week. It is the Daily Mix Show versus the Men's Room.
You know what? We got our crap out of the way in the first week, and this is now where the real stars show up.
First few weeks of football are weird anyway. So, you know, we got to shake the dust off. A little ring rust there for our fantasy team.
So who are we going with, Danny? Are we going with Sam Darnold or Patrick Mahomes?
I mean,
neither one really was all that great the last weekend.
Probably Patrick. I think right now we have Patrick in.
It's a repeat of the Super Bowl this week for Kansas City as they're taking on the Eagles. Ooh. But however, the Seahawks are taking on the Steelers.
And the Steelers have a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
No, you don't think so?
No, their offense is more the talking point. But what do I know? I lost last week, so don't ask me.
How efficient are the Steelers?
How efficient are the Steelers? As far as against a quarterback like Sam Darnold, not well, according to my numbers over here.
Mm.
According to your numbers, you're staring at your phone.
I am.
You're reading what's coming out of
the app. I don't know. It's, Pittsburgh's in green, which means like that's a good choice. But it's for against Patrick Mahomes, I don't know.
Somebody wanted to know via text, what fantasy football app or platform are you guys using?
We are on Sleeper this year. We did ESPN Fantasy last year.
What the hell is Sleeper?
It's the Sleeper app.
It sounds very efficient.
I never heard of this one.
It's very pretty to look at. I have a lot of... Things I can do with it.
I feel like the commissioner's making this more difficult than it needs to be so that the men's room walk away back-to-back champions.
Not at all, Steve.
Something smells fishy.
Did you make this app yourself?
Yes.
No.
We do have somebody managing our team, so I'll have to give him a call today and see how things are going.
What do you mean you have somebody managing
We have
team?
Somebody that we put in charge of managing
I
the
know
team.
Who
Don't
it
worry.
Is. I
we'll
know who
have
it
an
is.
External factor?
I know who it is.
No,
do
not
I know
at
who
all.
It is?
Yes.
This is somebody from the inside. Don't worry. This is all within the family.
It's Thrill's son. His 13-year-old son.
He's our man.
I heard that he was very upset. I was talking with Thrill about this, and he said, my son is very mad at us in our performance in the first week of fantasy football, and he says he needs to take it over.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. I'll be curious to know how he does.
Same with me. He wasn't there for the draft. We'll see how he pulls this team together.
So, Danny, if you don't get this crap together by week two, we might need Barrett and Tatum to take over.
Honestly...
Yes.
Oh, that'd be great. Let's go.
I don't know. Be careful what we wish for.
I don't know. Barrett's efficiency is he just picks he likes the teams with animal mascots. That's the teams that he likes. So he might be disappointed.
What's his favorite animal mascot team? Is it still the Seahawks or is he?
He was very on the Lions bandwagon. Very on the Lions bandwagon last year. Yeah, so we'll see.
Good team for him to pick.
So keep doing a good job, Danny.
I'll try.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we are going to style you down with Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets, and they are coming to Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 22nd. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are in the holiday spirit, playing for tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 22nd. Our contestant is James from Seattle. Good morning, James.
Morning.
We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Migs.
All right, the wheel's spinning. I'm sure it's going to land on Taryn Daly once again because it's been doing that nonstop.
Not again. It's broken.
Is it?
It might be.
It landed on you again. So, yeah, you're stuck with T-Dog.
That's cool. I'm okay with that.
All right, James.
You got it. I just did it again just to see if it would work, and it landed on me, so it's not broken.
Okay, deal. All right, James, here is your clip.
Generals.
You want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Generals.
So it's Crazy Train, correct?
Nope.
Incorrect.
I can give you a hint.
Okay, take it.
The Prince of Darkness is the lead singer of that band, and the song has a type of farm animal in the title.
So it's Black Sabbath.
Another word for battle.
Can I give a hint?
Yeah.
Generals gathered in their masses.
Damn it.
Were you going to snort?
Yes.
Can you do it anyway?
There you go.
Oh, good.
Thank you. We watch a lot of Peppa Pig in our house.
All right, Danny, we're one down, one to go. Ready to hear the clip. That would be One Step Closer by Linkin Park.
Oh, you did it with me. Nice job. Congratulations,
that
James.
One I would have got right.
James, are you excited for Trans-Siberian Orchestra? Have you seen them before?
No, and I was going to take my wife last year for her birthday, but tickets were sold out and too expensive, so now I get to this year.
Nice. Well, you guys enjoy the show.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
Could the Mariners' current hot streak be all thanks to a Lake Stevens man who hired a witch to lift the curse?
I didn't know about any of this until last night, the Etsy witch.
We're going to talk with this gentleman after Smashing Pumpkins.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mariners did it again last night, Steve Miggs. The game was tied 1-1. Leo Rivas led off the bottom of the 13th inning, and this happened.
Swing it away! Leo Rivas! What have you done? Wow! Wow!
So great, so great.
Wow!
Wow!
We ended up beating the Cardinals 4-2. It's our fifth consecutive victory. And then after the winning home run, the announcers had this to say.
The Etsy witch is real. It is real. Not in your wildest dreams. When you came to the ballpark tonight, did you think this is what we would witness?
And I'm like, what in the world is the Etsy witch? But apparently this has been working. They won five straight. They've been dominating all the games.
And it could be all thanks to a fan named Stephen Blackburn, who hails from Lake Stevens and posted on social media that he had hired a witch off of Etsy to lift a curse. We have Stephen on the phone. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for all the success that the Mariners are having right now.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
Dude, so what's going on in your head? I mean, I don't know if you were watching the game last night and you got the Mariners broadcast team referencing what you did. It's all over social media. It's now kind of become part of, you know, that's what I love about baseball. It's a long season. Over the course of the season, you have like these human interests, like things that create like the lore of the season. And now all of a sudden, your silly thing is part of that.
Yeah, it's insane. Everyone I've talked to, every one of my friends, my family members, they're just like, what, that's you? That's insane. It's probably the coolest thing that's ever happened to me, honestly. It's just outstanding.
So how did you go about trying to find a witch in the first place? Did you know that witches on Etsy existed?
Yeah, so my best friend and I, we've made jokes about, you know, hiring witches to fix stuff in our lives in the past, and, you know, we never actually did it. But you know, she brought it up like, hey, maybe you could use a witch to fix your baseball team. And I was like, oh, I don't know about that. That was a couple months ago. And then during the cold stretch they had, I was like, you know what? What's it going to hurt? It's not going to be that much money, I'm sure. And so I went on Etsy, searched up, Etsy witch just in general, found the first one that did a generic spell and paid the $16, and here we are.
Wait, so this thing caught, why didn't you do it sooner for $16? We could have already clinched a playoff spot.
So what I did was I asked, like, hey, can you just make my baseball team do better, start winning some games and go to the World Series? Because that's my lifelong dream. And I think we're on a pretty good path for that right now.
And so does the witch come back and say that's, you know, I mean, like, well, I'm just curious now, like, you know, what's the back and forth between you guys? Like, does she then, or he, I'm not sure, like, do they get back to you and say, okay, did the curse or lifted the curse, you're good to go, here's my PayPal?
So basically there was an in-site transaction that I did, and, you know, I sent the message, sent the money, and then waited about a day, and then she responded and said, okay, well, you're firm a spell, it was a magical ceremony or something along those lines, and you know, you should start seeing results here pretty soon. And then the Mariners came out and walloped the Braves 10-2 that night. At that point, I was like, okay, this might be a coincidence. And then they won 18-2 the next day with Mitch Harper hitting a triple. And I was like, okay, I'm all in. There's no way this is not.
I'm going to need that witch's phone number because I have some things she might need to fix in my life.
Do not give Taryn the phone number.
I've been asked that so many times. So many people asking for contact info. So many people being like, hey, can you do something about the Seahawks offense?
Yeah, I gotta imagine if I'm her, I don't know if she's paying attention to the Mariners, but I would almost put that, like, I don't know if they're like they have like testimonials on their Etsy page that show like, hey, this is a good spot to invest your money into, but I'd be like, hey, I'm part of the reason why the Mariners have won 5 straight.
Yeah, no, I totally think she should. I tried looking at her Etsy page a little while ago and it looked like she took her shop down, but you know, I don't know for sure. Maybe she just was trying to get through a bunch of stuff because I'm sure that it blew up for her too.
Oh, she's probably overwhelmed with spell requests.
A bunch of sports fans from all over the country hitting her up.
Oh yeah.
So Steven, it sounds like you might be a little bit like me. You've probably been, you know, in this community for a good chunk of your life, maybe your whole life.
Yeah, my whole life. I've been watching baseball with my dad ever since I was born. I was at the last game of the Kingdom.
Wow.
Some of my earliest memories are from the 01 season. You know, watching Ichiro and, you know, Griffey when he came back, and Felix Hernandez, Nelson Cruz. You know, they were my heroes as a kid and as a teenager. And it just means the world to me that I could be here for, you know, the guys who are kind of my heroes now. You know, Cal Raleigh and Julio and Randy and everyone. It's just amazing.
An angry Josh Naylor. You can't forget about angry Josh.
Oh, God. Yeah, I love Josh. He's fantastic.
So when the Mariners win the World Series, I say when because this is obviously our year and we have an Etsy, which, you know, backing us up on this. What are you going to do, Steven? How are you going to celebrate?
I don't even know at this point. I haven't gotten that far, I guess. But it's going to be great. I'm probably going to get a tattoo, like, you know, something to celebrate the Mariners.
All right, here's a question for you. We've had this, it's a silly question, but like, if you could take one Mariner from the past, and these are your options. You got, because, you know, Ichiro, obviously a lot of people were talking about with the Hall of Fame nod next. You also got Randy Johnson, whose number is going to be retired next year as well. So you got Ichiro, you got Randy Johnson, you got Felix Hernandez, or Ken Griffey Jr. Which one would you put in the lineup for this year?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, you got really got 4 all-time greats there. I think I would, it's a toss-up between either Griffey or Randy for me. Yeah, Griffey's just the outstanding outfield defense, the insane bat. It would pair really nicely with who we got right now. But Randy Johnson, you know, he can't turn down the greatest left-handed pitcher of all time.
I know for me, it's selfish, but I just wanted to see Felix Hernandez be on a winning team. So I'd probably put Felix Hernandez on there because he's like my all-time favorite Mariner and he never got that opportunity to be on a good team.
That's totally valid. Yeah, he deserves it as well.
Well, Steven, thank you so much for spending the $16 to ensure that our Seattle Mariners are going to win the World Series this
year. On behalf of all fans, thank you.
Of course. It's my pleasure. You know, it's been my lifelong dream, like I said. And, you know, I just want the Mariners to win. And it's done a lot of good, both for charity and for the team. So.
You rock, Steven. Really appreciate it. And also, massive shout out to my buddy, Sean Garrett. He said, give me a shout out if you're going to get him on. He's the guy who interviewed Steven for Cairo 7. He works for Cairo 7. He's also a fellow wrestling nerd. He's part of the Brian and Vinny wrestling podcast on the Wrestling Observer site.
Now, will you say it with me, Steve?
This is our year.
The Daily Mix Show.
A guy came up with quite possibly the dumbest and greatest way to get back at his ex.
He got a witch.
And it involved a mariachi band. You're going to hear what he did at 9:50. There's a man from Nashville who is getting quite a bit of attention because of how he decided to deal with his ex. His ex was cheating.
Uh-oh.
And then when the cheater was moving their stuff out, he decided to hire a mariachi singer to follow the ex around. And this is what it sounded like.
That's amazing.
I love that so much. Were you ever an ex retaliator?
Yes.
What'd you do?
One time in college.
What'd you do, Steve?
My buddy and I, we went to the sorority house where my ex-girlfriend, the sorority house that she was a part of, and we thought it would be funny, not proud of it, to empty out the shampoo bottle and refill it with number one ski.
No!
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is so much worse than the band thing.
Yes. Like I said, I'm not proud of it. My buddy, he's the one who put me up to it. And, well, you know, alcohol was very, a lot of alcohol was consumed in college. And we thought it was hilarious. Until the next day, I'm like, that was stupid.
I mean, it is kind of funny.
We're like, oh, I remember, I'll never forget. Now she's going to be super blonde.
Oh, no.
What, have you guys done anything?
No.
No.
Why, can we just edit all that out and pretend that it never happened?
We'll fix it for the podcast.
Oh, okay, good.
The Daily Mix Show.
This Sunday, we hope that you will join us as I'm Listening returns to KISW. We will be gathering some of the best mental health professionals in the country and some of our favorite people from the world of pop culture to have a conversation about why talk is so important. Talk has the power to save lives. You can learn more about I'm Listening and how to tune in at KISW.com.
Never anything?
Never!
Uh-huh. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle, we are headed to the fair after the show.
I have to tell you, I heard you guys talking about it on my way in, and I thought, I could go to the fair today.
You can.
But no, I can't. I got stuff to do. Somebody has to do work around here.
Somebody.
I think you can do it on your phone while your heart palpitates.
Yeah.
Doing the Puyallup.
Yeah. I could be all full up on elephant ears on the zipper.
Oh, yes.
What a great day.
You could ride a camel with all of us.
Oh, you guys are going to ride a camel?
That's
hell
the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to get a profile picture of all three of us on a camel.
Anything with a hump.
Also, this is the day that we all get banned from the fair.
So let's eat first before we get banned from the fair.
Yes. Get a turkey leg.
Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. Last night, the Seattle Mariners, their winning ways continue. And it took 13 innings, though. I'm glad I had to go to bed. I was like, it was like going into extra innings. I'm like, but they ended up winning thanks to Leo Rivas. He had a home run, 2-run blast. They beat the Cardinals 4-2 for their fifth consecutive victory. They're back at it again tonight, taking on the Angels.
We have Waymo prepping to do driverless ride-hailing services here in Seattle. We got to see these in person
cool.
In Austin. We didn't get to ride in one, but we saw them. They were wild looking. And they already have been spotting some of the test vehicles around the Northgate Light Rail Station and some places in like the Bellevue area.
Did you take one?
Kind of exciting.
Oh, yeah. You do it?
For sure. I mean, I trust a autonomous car as much as I trust any Uber driver.
You know, that's a very solid point.
Or myself, for that matter.
There are times when I'm driving in, I see someone like those van pool type vehicles, and I'll see them like swerving a little bit. I'm like, there are several people in that van that are trusting their lives to whoever it is behind the wheel who clearly is not paying attention.
Yeah, my car got hit by one of those once.
For real?
Yeah, in front of the old building over on Olive, yeah.
Was it full of people?
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Yes, it was. For the driver. It wasn't my fault.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 72 degrees. It's going to be a nice day to do the Puyallup.
Yes.
The DMD is brought to you by Seatown Electric Plumbing, Heating, and Air, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.